Podcast.
Podcast. Zuhören, denn sie wissen, was sie tun.
Wenn sie reden, bleibt einem gar nichts anderes übrig, als zuzuhören.
Sie sind zwar nicht als Experten geboren und trotzdem die geborenen Experten. Sie geben ein großes Stück von sich selbst, um andere zu verändern.
Los geht's, Ohren auf. Ich drück mal auf die Play-Taste.
Ja, herzlich willkommen zu unserem Experten-Podcast. Hier bei mir gegenüber sitzt ein toller Experte, das ist der Pascal Bachmann. Pascal, schön, dass du da bist. Kannst du mal ein bisschen was von dir erzählen, damit die Hörer sich was darunter vorstellen können, wer du so bist, was du so machst?
Good morning, thank you for having me. Yeah, who am I? I empower people and encourage them to be conscious about their health. Now, what does it mean to be healthy? For most people it is physically, it is going to the gym, it is nutrition, but actually it includes all the areas of life, all those areas that often don't get enough attention to really be completely and fully healthy.
Warum ist das so, dass die so einen eindimensionalen Blick darauf haben?
Focus on just one thing. I mean, it's normal to be, and it's actually good to have focus on one thing, but it isn't that good if the other parts are dying, actually. And then that's mostly the point. That's the reason why you actually get unhealthy, because too much focus on just one thing is good in one way, but it kind of disturb your whole life. You get in balance.
Mm. Warum bist du da derjenige, der da vielleicht aus dieser Gedankenschleife raushelfen kann?
Because I live it all. I live it all my whole life. I mean, the last 25 years I had 7 businesses and my focus was on just one thing. The first few years I was a professional athlete. I did Taekwondo World Championships. I was a Muay Thai fighter. So my whole life I just focused on one thing. That one thing was fighting and working out and just physical stuff. And then later on I opened and started different businesses. So it was all about money and business, and then I kind of include giving, serving people, giving back. And this is how I grew to really realize that one thing is good to achieve a goal, but as I said, you create an imbalance which is unhealthy. So I was a professional athlete. I'm a business person, and I have family. I have 2 kids, and with the years I realize if I don't include all of them into my agenda, really, literally include it into my agenda and plan every single thing, I won't be happy and really successful from the inside out.
Was macht einen dann glücklich, oder was hat dich dann glücklich gemacht?
I think if you really realize who am I, what is my vision, to really have a vision in life and to actually live that vision, which is your mission, right? To really follow your passion, your heart, and include your values and stay focused on who you really are, not serving people for their purpose, but for your purpose first, and then kind of give back with what you have as an individual special person.
Aber es ist auch manchmal gar nicht so einfach, in sich selbst reinzuhören, ne? Was man selber will, was man selber braucht.
That's right. It takes time. It takes time. It took me almost 10 years, and I'm still on my way for the next 20, 30, 40 years, I guess. It's never ending.
Hm. Ja, sehr spannendes Thema. Wir kommen zu unserer Kategorie Fast Lane. Da würden wir dir mal ein bisschen zu deiner Persönlichkeit ein paar kurze Fragen, ein paar kurze Antworten stellen. Du müsstest spontan antworten. Was wärst du wohl geworden, wenn du nicht der wärst, der du heute bist?
An actor.
Gibt es etwas, was du als deinen größten Fehler bezeichnen würdest?
Not following what my heart tells me to do in the first few years of my life.
Gibt es etwas, was du bei anderen gar nicht magst?
If people are not honest.
Mhm. Gibt es eine Persönlichkeit, die du gerne mal kennenlernen möchtest?
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Okay. Das ist ja wahrscheinlich von deiner sportlichen Vergangenheit her, oder?
Yes.
War das sowas wie dein Vorbild?
Not really. I just kind of the last few years I thought, this guy's especially his discipline. He's getting up in the morning. He just have his agenda and he follow it, and he really encourage people and share his life in a way that just it responds to me.
Mhm. Hast du eine Buchempfehlung für uns?
Start with Why from Simon Sinek.
Mhm. Und zum Schluss noch ein Motto, Lebensmotto.
Do it or don't do it.
Eigentlich ziemlich einfach kann es sein. Unser Expertenpodcast mit dem Pascal Bachmann. Lieber Pascal, danke dir.
Thank you.
Zuhören, denn sie wissen, was sie tun. Sie sind zwar nicht als Experten geboren und trotzdem die geborenen Experten.